Anytime a Duff beer is involved, it was a fun day for me. So I hope this is much fun to listen to. Probably not, but hey.
You're listening to Attraction Obsession, the podcast that takes an in-depth look at some of the most famous theme park attractions from all over the country. Backstories, histories, and behind-the-scenes secrets of some of your favorite rides. Now here is your host of Attraction Obsession, Matt.
Welcome to this introduction episode of the new NeoZazz.com podcast series called Attraction Obsession. My name's Matt from NeoZazz.com, and you might know me from a few other NeoZazz.com podcasts, or maybe not. Whether you do or don't, my history with podcasting has always been to have done a podcast with at least one other co-host, usually more. This is my very first solo effort in podcasting. I had wanted to do a solo podcast for quite a while now. I was just having trouble finding a subject for the show to be about. Well, I think I've crossed that hurdle now, and I'm recording this episode to tell you about what this series is about. Well, first, let me explain, if you've downloaded this from the website or from iTunes or from another podcast directory, you've probably noticed it's labeled as episode zero. I'm doing this episode zero for two reasons. First is to get comfortable with doing a show by myself. Most of the shows, in fact, all the shows I'm involved in are discussion type episodes. This is going to be more of a presentation type series. So it's something I hadn't done before, and I'm going to try to work out the nerves a little bit here in this zero episode. And the second part of this, or the reason for this episode, is to tell you what this series is about. That way, when episode one comes along, which will be following this very shortly, I can jump right into the episode with the premise having already been explained. It's kind of a hit the ground running type of scenario, I think, is one way to describe it. So what this show's about. I love theme parks. I love amusement parks. Particularly, I love thrill rides, really. The ride or the attraction doesn't even have to be in a park. In fact, quite a few of the episodes coming up in this series aren't in a particular park. They are kind of their standalone or part of another type of building that isn't a theme park or amusement park. Well, having said that, when I really, really enjoy something, I tend to get pretty obsessive about it, to the point of where I want to know everything about it, like how it was built, who built it, what technologies had to be developed to do whatever this particular ride is doing, and the people involved in it, and everything before and after all those subjects. If it's out there to be learned, I want to learn about it. That's part of the obsession of something that I really, really enjoy. So that is the premise of the show, and it's also the origin of the name Attraction Obsession. Those two words pretty much describe, I think, or sums up what I had just described there. So to explain that a little better, each episode is going to take an in-depth look at a single attraction. Some of the biggest, most popular, most exciting attractions from all over the world. We're going to learn how they work. We're going to learn who made them. We're going to learn how they were built, in some cases, why they were made in the first place, and all the fun little facts and hidden histories and information about these attractions, and what is usually the most interesting thing for me, the items that happen behind the scenes of these attractions, behind the scenes in the creating of the attractions, and behind the scenes of the attractions as they're operating. I've laid out a format for the show so that each episode you can expect kind of the same flow as the episode goes along and the same elements for each one. First, we're going to find out what attraction we're talking about and where you can find it. Then we'll find out when it opened and in some episodes when the attraction closed. We're then going to take a detailed virtual walk through this attraction. We're going to start at the front gate of wherever this attraction is, all the way through the ride or experience, all the way, and then out its exit. So I do want to say now in this episode, and I will do my best to put out this warning in subsequent episodes, if these are rides you have not been on or attractions that you haven't seen yet, and you're the type of person that doesn't enjoy spoilers in anything, including these attractions, you're probably not going to want to listen to the episodes of attractions or rides that you haven't experienced yet, because these walkthroughs are very detailed. I know an audio experience is not going to take the place of actually experiencing the attraction yourself, but I will be explaining in great detail a lot of things that happen, and particularly that is going to be a spoiler for attractions that aren't rides, ones that you sit and watch or stand and watch. So I wanted to put that warning out here early. I will do my best to make sure I put that warning out in each episode as well. From there, we're going to get into the main content of each episode of Attraction Obsession. We're going to learn the histories of these attractions. We're going to learn how they work. We're going to learn who built them, who designed them. Everything and anything there is to learn about this, we're going to learn. All the who's, all the what's, the where's, why's, when's, how's, and everything. If there's anything in between there, we're going to learn about it on these episodes. And each episode is, so far I've found in researching these, is going to be pretty unique, because when you're talking about a roller coaster in one episode, a dark ride in another episode, and a stage production in the next one, those are three completely different worlds. So I was actually afraid there was going to be a lot of repetitive information, but I have done the research on quite a few episodes so far, and that has not happened. So we're going to find out a lot of unique information about these unique attractions. I'm actually, you can probably tell at this point, I'm really excited about this show and really excited about what I've learned so far. And I'm really looking forward to sharing it. To wrap up each episode, I'll give my personal experience with the ride, in some cases, a review of sorts. And I'll share anything anyone has sent me to do with that particular episode as well, or maybe even past episodes. I will be posting on Facebook what episode is, or what subject attraction will be in the next episode, as well as announcing it at the end of each episode. I'll be telling you what the next one is, so there'll be time for anyone to email me any thoughts or experiences, or post them on Facebook, and I'll be happy to share them. Now, if you know me from any of the other NeoZazz.com podcasts, you may have heard somewhere along the line that I live in Orlando, Florida. And if you haven't heard those, there you go. I live in Orlando, Florida. And we are going to start off this series with some attractions in Orlando, but we're not going to stay here long. The episodes that I have in production, have done the research for, take us all over the U.S. as well as other countries. So it's not going to be an Orlando-focused podcast. For sure, it's not going to be. It's already not going to be with the episodes I have ready to record. I wanted to make sure that was clear. As hinted earlier in this episode, some of the attractions we're going to be talking about don't exist anymore. In fact, they're not only closed, some of them are completely torn down and gone with no remnants of them whatsoever. And as kind of a little bit of a teaser for anyone that's been a longtime listener of NeoZazz.com, particularly our very first podcast, the D13 show, I will be talking about an attraction in Orlando that no longer exists that you could say has a special place in my heart. So if you are a longtime listener to NeoZazz, you probably know exactly what I'm talking about. If this is the first NeoZazz.com podcast you've listened to, don't worry, it's not that episode is not going to be an inside joke. It's likely an attraction you've heard of, and there is a lot of incredibly interesting information on that one, so I will point out which one I'm talking about when we get to that. So that one is one I am particularly excited to get to. So keeping in the spirit of this series, particularly talking about the histories of how these attractions came about, I kind of wanted to use that format in this episode as well and talk about or tell the story behind how this series had come about. As I've said in this recording, and maybe even more than once at this point, I've wanted to do a solo show for a while, and I haven't been able to really narrow down the focus of what I was going to do. I've wanted to do a theme park series for a while, and I really wanted to do one about Universal Studios. There's a ton of Disney podcasts on iTunes and all over the internet, and there's not many on Universal Studios. In fact, the ones I've found may not even be doing current episodes. I'm not entirely sure that's true, but I found far, far fewer Universal Studios podcasts than Disney. In fact, you can't even really compare the numbers. That's how skewed they are between the two. But doing a Universal Studios podcast alone didn't really seem like it was too broad of a subject. It was something I would have to continue the discussion type format with, and I actually would love to do that. But I was looking for the solo subject podcast first. Maybe sometime in the future I'll be able to do a Universal Studios podcast with some co-hosts. But right now my focus was finding that thing for the solo podcast. So I had this fresh in my mind, and I went to Universal Studios. I was like, I'm not going to give up on the idea of doing something with Universal Studios, but I need to find something that fits a more presentation-style podcast, something a little more of a narrow focus than just Universal Studios, and something that, which is kind of important to podcasting in general, something that is what's called an evergreen content, where you can download an episode 5 years from now, and it's just as relevant as when it was recorded. So I didn't want to do a upcoming news and rumors type thing either, because many of the times, within months, it'll be completely outdated. So that was another obstacle, or at least another piece of criteria I had to, I guess, not find, in a sense, to figure out what I was going to do this podcast is about. So, like I said, I had gone to Universal Studios, was just kind of keeping my eyes open and my mind open to what I could do. Didn't really find anything. So I did at least take the opportunity to do which I was going to say one of my favorite things. It might be my favorite thing at this point to do at Universal Studios. And that is stop at Duff Gardens in Springfield in Universal Studios and have a Duff beer. And so I stopped. I had my beer sitting there. I was watching the clips of The Simpsons that I'd seen 1,000 times, not only on TV, but in Duff Gardens, but still as much fun as it was the first day I did it. There was another guest about 2 or 3 chairs from me who had gotten his Duff, took a couple sips, and asked the bartender, "What is this beer?" And the bartender said pretty wryly, "It's Duff." He's like, "No, what is it? What is it really?" And the bartender explained a little more elaborately and explained how it was a craft beer made locally. And this particular recipe is for Universal Studios Duff beer specifically and only. So it is Duff beer. Now, I had known this before. This was pretty public knowledge as Springfield was being built. But what I didn't know was who brewed it. So I just almost instinctively picked up my phone and just started typing in a Google search, probably who brews Duff beer for Universal Studios. And it was at this point I realized I had done this before. Pretty much whenever I'd find something new at Universal, or it really wasn't limited to Universal, but that was what was in my mind, or any theme park, and I wanted to know more about it, I'd grab my phone and look it up, or wait till I got home and look it up on the internet. And that's where the idea started to grow. I was like, oh, okay, behind the scenes was the first thing. So I'm looking around Universal Studios. I'm like, oh, I could find out what the behind the scenes are of that ride. It's like, but you know what, where? And then I'd see a ride and go, I wonder why they chose to do that ride, and why is it, still open X amount of years later? So I was like, okay, there's this. The subject started to grow almost instantly. So then I had thought a little more and realized it didn't need to be Universal Studios. There's just as many rides at Disney with the same amounts of history, the same amounts of questions that I have. And then I also realized it really doesn't limit itself. This idea doesn't limit itself to Florida. This could go to attractions all over the country. And as I found out, even all over the world. So that is pretty, I was going to say the long and short, but that is pretty much the taking out everything, all the ideas I had before that I threw out the window. That's pretty much the entire story of this and where this show is coming from. So I took this idea home and started researching, and part of that obsession that I talked about earlier in here was being fed, and I started adding episodes and looking up rides and more and more and more, and this is the subject that I want to do my solo podcast on. I'm very excited about it, and I hope it's something that people that share the same passion for enjoy as well. I'm trying to be thorough, but not overwhelming, and we'll see how I do in future episodes, but I certainly hope I can achieve that. Again, a project I'm really excited about, and I hope you at least enjoyed the story behind that to see where this is coming from, because it was a
Anytime a Duff beer is involved, it was a fun day for me. So I hope this is much fun to listen to. Probably not, but hey.
Before I wrap up this intro episode, there was another aspect of this series that I wanted to explain. And this is that we were doing something different with this series. And it's something we're actually going to try with a few other series on the drawing board at NeoZaz.com. And that is, I'll explain why first. And if you are a follower of NeoZaz.com, and I will be the first to admit this, that you've probably noticed that some of our shows start off really strong, at least in terms of recording and releasing. Like, we'll have a month and a half of episodes, then things slow down. Sometimes, unfortunately, they even stop. I don't want to continue that trend. So we're kind of trying to find that in between of doing a nonstop weekly or biweekly episode release and doing just a handful and then trailing off. And we're kind of taking the TV season model that we're doing a certain amount of episodes within a release. In a release, I guess you could say, in a season. So you can consider it as a season. So this first season, if you will, of Abtraction Obsession, I have 12 episodes planned. I think that's an achievable number. I think it's a good number to kind of stop and then take a step back and assess how I feel about, do I still have the same passion for the show? Is it something I can do? Because a podcast takes a lot of time, particularly one where I'm trying to find as much information out as possible about the subject. It also seemed like a good number to see what might need to be changed in the next set of releases if we do have one. Like, maybe things need to be added, maybe things need to be taken out. So 12 episodes is what I'm certainly committed to. I do hope to do more. I can't say I am or not for sure, but I am going to do these 12 episodes. I have the subjects picked out, and I'll also say that I have 7 of those 12 episodes already, all the notes done, and the it's not quite a script, but the notes I'll be reading from when I record the episode. So that's really a majority of the work, is finding out this information and organizing it. So I don't think I'm going to have any trouble doing the 12. In fact, I am recording this knowing that I am not going to release it until I feel like I'm past the point of not being able to do 12 shows. So if you're hearing this, then the 12 shows are certainly coming. So it's going to be a bi-weekly release. And after the first episode is released, the 12th episode is actually going to take us into the end of October, which leads right into my all-time favorite theme park event of the year anywhere, and that is Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Studios. So the last two episodes are almost going to be like a two-part special. Episode 11 will be the history of Halloween Horror Nights, and then episode 12 is going to kind of be off format of all the other episodes, and it's going to be my review and reaction to Halloween Horror Nights 2014, but there will be behind the scenes information on that as well. So it's not going to be totally off format. So, but that's another good way to keep me on track and on goal, because again, that's my favorite event of the year. This is turning out to be one of my favorite research subjects for a podcast. So I think I'm pretty sure this has got a lot of things going for it for me personally, that not only will I do the 12 episodes, but I think there's a very good chance of continuing from there on. But right now, 12 is coming. So we got 12 episodes that I am looking forward to sharing, and I hope you're looking forward to listening to. So I think that's about all I can do in this introduction episode without just rambling on even more. So I'm going to wrap it up here. I hope I've explained the series well enough to get you excited about the upcoming episodes. To get those episodes the second they come out, subscribe to the series on iTunes or follow NeoZaz on Facebook at facebook.com/NeoZazPodcast. You'll be able to find the series directly on its website at abstractionobsession.neozaz.com, as well as neozaz.com, along with all our other podcast series, past, present, and future. So I'll see you on the next episode, the first official episode of Attraction Obsession, and that's where we're going to learn a whole lot about the Universal Studios attraction Terminator 2 3D Battle Across Time. See you then, and thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to Attraction Obsession. Attraction Obsession is a NeoZaz.com production and part of the NeoZaz.com podcast network. For more great podcasts and original entertainment, please visit neozaz.com. For all the latest news and information for Attraction Obsession and neozaz.com, follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/neozazpodcasts.